Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, when that Lariana is singing at the end of your program, what does that mean?
It's about that time to hit the ROAD. It means we don't work no overtime. We are out of here.
We don't work no overtime. We are out of here. Gonna go get a sausage sandwich, put our toes up. I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. It is time for your drive around the league, brought to you by your local Honda dealer. Get a great feeling when you step into your new Honda at your local Honda dealer. Don't settle for less than a Honda. What do you got on your drive around the league in Major League Baseball?
I'll give you a little one. The Nationals have a magic number in the teens, and we're still in August. That's pretty incredible. Looking around at baseball, obviously the Dodgers have the biggest lead of anybody. Because they have 91 wins. It's still August, which is patently absurd. They've got a 17-game lead over would-be playoff-bound Arizona. The Cubs have overtaken Colorado now by a half game. Just in terms of the overall standings, it would still mean that Colorado, of course, wins the wild card. But that's just kind of where the standings are. It tells you how well the Cubs have played and how Colorado's calmed down after that red-hot start.
I got one item here for you, and that is that Shohei Ohtani, who's the best player in Japan, touched 100 miles an hour in his return to the mound. That's notable for a couple reasons, but namely, he is the best two-way player on the planet right now. He could throw 100 off the mound, and he would be maybe an all-star hitter in the major league.
That's amazing.
He's coming, I would think, stateside next year. No one really knows, is he going to pitch? Is he going to hit? My guess is if you throw 100, you're probably going to pitch. But he could also hit. And there's going to be a decision made for some team this year as to what they do with him and how
do you pay him? How do you evaluate him?
Yeah. But just something to think about as you drive around the league on Grant and Danny. A couple people want to hop in on this idea of renting jerseys. This new subscription-based company, few markets, started in Seattle. And it's in Seattle, Detroit, and San Francisco where you can, for $20 a month over the course of the football season, get whatever jerseys you want shipped to you for your team. And some of them are throwbacks, by the way. Like they have a Walter Jones Seattle jersey.
Oh, nice.
You know,
yeah.
If it was the Redskins, you could go Riggins or Cooley or what have you. As long as they have a deep enough library of jerseys, I think this is going to work, and it's a great idea. Ben's in Fredericksburg on The Fan. What's up, Ben?
Ben.
Not much. How you doing, guys?
What's up, bud?
Good.
Hey, well, my idea is I'm not trying to have to cancel my subscription every time football season ends. I'd like to be able to snag a baseball jersey or pick up a basketball jersey, a nice John Wall, whenever I decide to hit a basketball game.
That's the next level. That's the next one.
But here's my question. Is it still worth it to you for $20 a month? Do you go to enough games, in other words, to do that year-round? Like, Danny and I only said to cancel the subscription after football because – we don't know if you're going to enough games, but if you're going to two Wizards games, if you're going to a Nats game or two, then that is worth it. But very rarely does anyone actually spend that kind of money, two jerseys, basically over the course of 1 year. Because you're talking about, how much did you say, $20 times 12?
$240.
$240 a year, is that worth it, do you think, to do it for 12 months?
I mean, I own two baseball jerseys myself, and neither of them are for the team that I like to go see. So if I could pull a nice Bryce Harper jersey whenever I want it, and then the next day snag a Kirk Cousins jersey, that sounds nice. But if I was only limited to football, I don't know if it's worth the money.
That's well said. By the way, what jerseys do you own that aren't Nats? Are they Orioles?
I am an old-school Houston Astros fan, so I have a Craig Biggio jersey.
Excellent.
Nice. I love
Excellent.
That. Let's go to Derek in D.C. What's up, Derek? How are you?
Gentlemen, what's going on? I'm fantastic. And yourselves?
Good, buddy.
Doing well.
Good. You know, with the idea, it's a good idea. I'm not going to say it's not a good idea, but my only thing with it is, let's say I'm at a football game, you know. Football stadiums, you tend to get a little bit dirty. What happens if I spill some nacho cheese on the jersey? What happens at that point? Do I have to pay some sort of fee? Is it going to be worth it on that aspect? And then another thing for me is, when I buy a jersey, it's more for me more than to support the team. If I'm going to support the team, I watch the game, go to the game, whatever. I don't need a jersey. But when I buy my jerseys, I buy it from a collector's perspective. perspective. So I like to keep mine. So
good call. The point he makes about spilling some mustard, you drop your hot dog, you're at a game and you're drunk at a tailgate, you spill beer all over yourself.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. Is there some type of one-time insurance fee or something that you have to pay in case a jersey gets ruined? I'd imagine they can clean most things, but if you spill a hot dog with ketchup and mustard, that stain's not coming off.
Tell you this, I'm not ordering the white jersey for that reason, whatever it is. But, you know, if I can order the two different kinds, the darker one, please. Hopefully my sweat stains won't show.
You prefer white over burgundy, though.
Well, in general, I think the Redskins should wear white at home like they used to, which was awesome. But they stopped doing that because they had to wear the stupid mustard-colored pants that make me sad because they represent Bruce Allen's incorrectness.
Do you own any jerseys right now?
They're not in my closet. I mean, I've got some.
Have you worn any in the last several years?
No.
Not once?
No.
Mike in Clarksburg.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, bud?
Doing well.
I think it's brilliant. I use a service like this for video games called Gamefly, where when you're done with the game, you beat it for like 8 hours, you send it right back. The only caveat would be if there is a commitment required, you would think that there may be a one-year commitment. So then those seasons, if you're not a baseball fan, you could be in a situation where you're just paying for something that you're not using. But other than that, I think it's a great product.
On their website, Mike, for whatever it's worth, you got to take them at their word, I guess. I don't know how they could get out of it. They say you can get in and get out as much and as often as you'd like, basically. Like when you commit, you're in for that month, but you can get out next month.
So it's just football now, right? They don't do all the sports?
From what I can gather, Dar, is that your understanding? It's just this NFL season, and because it's three NFL markets. It's Seattle. What else is in Seattle? The soccer team in the MLS?
The Sounders.
I believe it's just the Mariners. Seahawks, the 49ers. San Francisco's on a market with other teams. I guess you could do the Giants. I don't know. But yeah, I think in this early state, it's just the three
football.
NFL teams.
Because this point about Gamefly, for folks that don't know, it's like Netflix except for video games. You pay a monthly subscription fee, and if you're like somebody that gets through a game really fast, it's great value. I don't. I'm a mole. I take forever. I like to suck all the marrow out of it, so it doesn't make as much sense for me. But for people that like fly through games, it's perfect. So if you're going to do multiple jerseys, this is the right
like
service
this
for
guy,
you.
Like this guy, James, on Twitter, just hit me up, and he said, I spend more than $240 on jerseys every year.
This is for you.
I mean, this is him. In other words, MoviePass doesn't work for everyone. It's $30 a month when I did it. Now it's down, I think, to $10 a month more recently. But like, if you have to spend $30 a month to go to movies as often as you'd like, most people do not spend $30 a month at the movie theater. Now, if you go to three movies,
it's worth it.
Maybe even two if they're in like DC at Gallery Place.
Mm-hmm.
But if you in the middle of the, you know, at night in the prime time,
right.
Two or three movies is worth it. For me, I spend way more than $30 a month on movie tickets. The average person does not, but I'm the person that should have MoviePass. There are people out there, I guarantee, that should do this.
When you go to European cities, a lot of them will offer like a museum pass kind of thing, and they usually tell you in the tourist guides, don't get it because it's never worth it. The way I do it, it ends up being worth it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to every single thing.
Chad Dukes versus the World starts in 5 minutes at 2 o'clock. He's got Sean Salisbury today at 3.
Nice.
Brad Evans on fantasy football at 4. And I'll be listening to this on my way out to Reston to watch the Redskins preseason game at an event tonight. 5 o'clock, Mike Florio is on the show.
Ooh.
It's a good get. So Sal's, Evans, and Florio, 3, 4, and 5 on Chad Dukes versus the World. If you missed any part of our show, go to grantanddanny.com/audio. Greg Hoffman was in studio. Max Scherzer was on the phone today. It was an enjoyable one.
Always fun. Redskins last one tonight. I'll be tuning in.
Enjoy the game.
For GP, for Brennan, for Tom, I'm Danny. CDVTW is up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.